This audio presentation is the teaching of guest speaker Wendy Sanchez of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Praying for Our Teachers, was delivered on May 5th, 2019. Here now is Wendy.
Thank you, Frank and Marsha. They're so cute. They're holding hands. I would love for my wife to come up here and so I can hold her hand, but she will not come up here. I can put a gun to her and she said, no, I ain't going up there. No. Maybe one day I'll ask you to encourage her to come up here with me, and maybe she would. Amen. Well, good morning, New Hope. You know, for the last 3 years, this is our third year, and the month of May, we do things that can help us connect better to our community. And today, tomorrow begins Teacher Appreciation Week. How many of you knew that? Only the teachers knew that. Not even the teachers knew that. Teachers, tomorrow begins Teacher Appreciation Week, so make sure you get your appreciation, right? I mean, it is a very important thing. It is a big deal, because if you were like me, I probably made teachers quit. They probably went home to their husbands. I have this student named Scott, and he's just a terror. Can you go beat him up for me? Yeah. So being a teacher is not an easy thing to do. It's better in some states than others. You know, some surveys say that Wyoming, New York, those are like the two best states to teach in. While Hawaii, Arizona, North Carolina, you see them on the surveys bringing up the bottom of the list. And teaching, you gotta understand, it can be a very rewarding career. Considering the impact you have on a student. And I just finished my second grade junior achievement class, and they are just so adorable. Every year I do this, and every year I fall in love with a whole bunch of second graders. And I have a great time doing them, and it's very rewarding. You know, some say education jobs are among the lowest paying occupations requiring a bachelor's degree. And sometimes some say that the salaries doesn't consistently keep up with the inflation. Meanwhile, they make all these rules and laws and things like Every Student Succeeds Act. That means every student gotta succeed. It's like, wow. In my days, if they didn't have this, so you flunk, you stay back. Too bad. And I was right on that border. 11th grade, 4 Fs, 2 Ds. Not gonna make it to 12th grade unless I passed, guess, speech. I could not get up in front of the class to say a word because I was so terrified. I mean, so terrified that I would not go to class. And look at God's sense of humor. Look what he got me doing now. If you think God is not funny, you look at that. It's like, and so back then, I wasn't going to go to the 12th grade because I was going to flunk speech. Because we didn't have those things that they got to pass, you got to do this. But there's a lot of pressures and low pay. And sometimes teachers get frustrated. And then they say that nearly half lasts fewer than 5 years. And people transfer, they move to other schools, they change professions as a result of feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes they feel ineffective, unsupported. Unsupported, yeah, maybe the teachers felt like that when I was in school because maybe my parents didn't give me cracks. Saying, you better listen to your teacher, you know? I don't know if they actually knew what was going on because, I don't know, I would hide stuff and not, you know, back in my days, they didn't have to sign a paper when you didn't go to school. You know that. I had 30 absences in one quarter. My parents didn't know until they found my report card. Then I got it. But it turns out that teaching in Hawaii is probably one of the most difficult things. You know, the Aloha State is ranked among the lowest in the nation. Coupled with the high cost of living, eventually teachers realize they can't afford to teach here, and they move away. and we get a shortage, or we get unqualified people teaching our students. And today is all about how can we, as a church, as a family, you know, make sure that our teachers are prayed for, supported, and in any way we can. Amen? Because they're very important. Ecclesiastes 7:12 says, "For wisdom is protection, just as money is protection. But the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the lives of its possessors." See, teachers have such an important role in teaching our kids, our children. You know, they spend most of the day in school with the teachers. So, I mean, could you spend all day with your children? Could you really? Or you just turn on the TV and say, go for it. Or give them the iPad. There you go. Play some games. Could you? See, thank God when my children were growing up, we didn't have those things. So I would spend the day. I would spend the day with Brittany strapped to my chest and Kayla in the stroller. And all the men around town would look at me like, oh, man. It's your turn, huh? It's like, what's wrong with that? I used to have a blast. But we're going to look today at what are the greatest needs of our teachers and how can we support them and how we can specifically pray for them. See, being in a small community, we have a great opportunity to make a difference in our schools through our teachers and ourselves as Christians. We are called to reach out to everyone, to support them. So tomorrow is Teachers Appreciation Week, and I want you to get this in your head. How can I support the teachers that teach my kids, or the teachers in this church, or the teachers that are my friends? And being that I am not a teacher, hey, because I don't know if I could handle it, I do like 5 one-hour sessions in Junior Achievement, and I think that's what I can handle, because when I teach, the kids don't always listen. And I don't know what I would do if they didn't. When I was in high school, I didn't listen. The teacher made me sit next to him facing the class. And that was miserable because I was bad. But I have asked the help of a teacher to share in the teacher's greatest need. And Wendy, would you stand up? Wendy is a teacher at KL Elementary, and she's a Sunday school teacher, and she was so happy to help me with this message. As you know, Friday, right, there was a lockdown. There was a man on campus at the middle school with a machete. And how many of you knew that? How many of you didn't know that? Yeah, and the only reason I know, because Jennifer called me in a frantic panic, pray for me, there's somebody on campus. And it's like, I could just tell her in her voice that she was like terrified. And when that happened, who do you think is going to protect your child? Another child? The teachers. They have a great responsibility. So, you ready?
Yes.
Your mic on? Yay! Would you welcome Wendy?
Aloha, I'm Wendy Sanchez, and when I started teaching, I loved it. I loved it so much that I said, I can do this for free. And the truth is that I was doing it for free because I was student teaching, and I was actually paying the university so that I could teach other students. And with that, I wish I could have continued teaching for free, but you know, we have responsibilities with our family, and we do need to make money, but there are few professions. Teachers still give and give of themselves. They'll work their complete day, and then they will, when the day is over, they will volunteer their time to go to meetings after school. They will volunteer their time to meet with parents after school. And few professions will you have someone work the entire day and then volunteer to come and work for free at night, or volunteer to come and work on the weekends for free. And after all of that volunteering, we take our bag full of papers and we grade and we plan and we do that all in our free time. I've been teaching for 16 years. I started out teaching in Mexico. I've taught in Colorado. I taught 3 years in Na'alehu, drove 3 hours a day to and from school, and now I'm teaching fourth grade at Kea'au Elementary. When Pastor Scott asked me, he said, what are the teacher's greatest needs? He always asked me, what can we buy you for your classroom? How can we support? How can the church support you? And even though teachers love we spend a lot of our own money on supplies and things like that. We need time. I don't know how many teachers I say that say, oh, I just wish I had more time to teach this lesson. I wish I had more time to plan for this. I wish I had more time for meetings. Or sometimes we spend hours after school calling parents. I did say, when teachers ask you for tissues, it's because kids are, they have germs. They come to school, they're blowing their nose, and we want to make sure that our kids have tissues. So if a teacher kindly asks you, please send in tissues, it's because they really need it. And the greatest need is support from families. Education has gone through a lot of changes since I was a kid. Since I've started teaching, I've seen all the different changes that education has gone through. And so the biggest support that we need is support from families. We know that your child is the most important thing. And we know that when we're talking to you, we have to keep reminding ourselves they love their child, and this is the most important thing, and that's what they're focused on, and not all the other children in the classroom. So how can we support our teachers? In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. We are a team, your teacher, your students, the families, the administration, the support staff. We're all working together. So communicate with your teachers. Ask questions. I don't mind if a teacher or if a parent or a student says, you know what, I didn't understand that. Can you find another way to explain it? Share with your teacher. I don't know how many times that I've seen a student that is just suffering and struggling, and I'm trying to get a hold of a parent, and finally after five phone calls, I find out that there's somebody, a mother or a close family member that has cancer. And that's why that child is struggling, or somebody has just gone through going to prison, or they're in that kind of situation. If you share that information, just be open with the teacher, then we can have some more understanding about what's going on in that child's life. Also, they have these wonderful apps now that teachers are having their families sign up for, where we can communicate with parents through technology, because I know sometimes, like Pastor Scott was saying, he would hide the teacher's notes. So if you sign up for that app that the teacher is saying, here, please. I mean, I answered phone calls at 10 o'clock or text messages at 10 o'clock at night from parents. They're like, I need help with this, or I'm not sure about what's going on with this. So teachers want to communicate with you, and we are open and willing, and that's just one way that you can do that. Ask your teacher. I'm sure they have some kind of app that will help you communicate with them. And stay involved. Review the planner or the communication log. If they need help with homework, you can ask them. You can volunteer at your school. You don't even have to be a parent to volunteer at school. I have a grandparent that's not even a grandparent of one of my students, just a grandparent who wanted to volunteer, and so she comes and she reads with struggling students. So you can volunteer like in reading groups. I've had parents volunteer and come in once a month and just help make copies for the grade level. There's PTAs where you can get involved. I've also had parents that say, you know what, I work a full-time job, but if you want to send something home with my student, I'll cut out and help prep or whatever for a special project. So those are, just ask your teacher what you can do to help. If you don't have a student at the school, you can always say that you would like to volunteer and in the office and get set up that way. Also, be aware of the legislation going on. What laws are there? Is that there, you know, some laws that are to help our students and some that hurt them? So be aware of what's going on. Investigate that and figure out, is this going to help my child? Is this going to help the teachers? And read with your child. Reading just 20 minutes a day from the time that they're in kindergarten till the time that they're in sixth grade increases their vocabulary. And if they read for 20 minutes a day, they'll score in the 90th percentile compared to their peers. A student who only reads 5 minutes a day at home will score in the 50th percentile. And a student who's only read to 1 minute a day is in the 10th percentile compared to their peers. Just reading increases their language development, their spelling, their vocabulary, their writing. Their brain development, reading activates all different parts of the brain, increases their memory. Reading opens up the world to them. They have a better understanding, and it strengthens family relationships. And also, you can always read the Bible with your child. That's one of my children's, my personal children's favorite things to do. We read like a picture book, and we have like a novel that's ongoing. And sometimes I'll have my daughter who's in kindergarten who's just learning to read, she'll read to me. But their favorite part of the day is, after we've read some of that, is they love for me to pick up the Bible and read to them. So just think, the Bible has a lot of vocabulary. It has complex sentences, and it has great problem-solving skills. So that's an excellent source. And make sure your kids get a good night's rest. We can also support our teachers by praying for them. So I always, as a teacher myself, I think I pray before I go to school. I've laid hands on those desks and prayed for those kids. But when we think of teachers, how many of you say, like, when you get that list at the beginning of the school year, or if you were a student, I really want a teacher who's smart? Yeah, we don't hope for that. We don't hope for a teacher that's smart. It's a given. We hope that our teacher has those kind of that knowledge and those skills. But we want to pray that we think about, like, one of our greatest teachers is Christ. So we want to pray that our teachers have those qualities of Christ. And I think the biggest one is wisdom. I always pray for wisdom. Wisdom is having that knowledge, those skills, that experience, having good judgment and principles. So when you specifically pray for your teachers, pray that your teachers have wisdom. And I have to say what Pastor Scott was saying on this Friday, the KAL schools were in lockdown. And as a teacher, it was before school that we went down into lockdown. And so we didn't know what was going on. And the kids, you know, they were still coming into school. So you didn't know which students were already on campus and which students were safe with you. But having a teacher that has wisdom to keep those students safe, because you know that these teachers would have done anything they could to keep these children safe. Having wisdom, not only just keeping them safe, but wisdom to keep them calm. I'm so grateful and so lucky that the students that were in my class, they were so good and so well behaved. But I heard of like other classrooms where the students were panicking. You know, they heard noises and they didn't know what was going on and they were scared. So you want to pray that the teachers have wisdom to deal with these kinds of situations. I didn't know what was going on. Unfortunately, the internet had gone down, so all of our forms of communication were through text messages. And not a single text message was, what's going on? It was, who has these children? Are these children safe? Can we locate these children and make sure that they're okay? That is what the focus was on. Are these children safe? So having the wisdom to keep them safe, having them calm. Other qualities of Christ in Colossians 3:12. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." And I feel like these are all qualities that we want to pray for. We want to have a teacher that is compassionate. We want a teacher who is kind. We want a teacher that has humility. I know that there's several times where I've had to say, you know what, I was wrong. You know, having that strength to do that, having a teacher who is gentle and patient, I think is wisdom and patience are my number two. We want to also pray for the other students in the class and the school. Like I said, we don't know. You know what's going on with your child, but we don't know what's going on with the other children in the classroom. So we want to make sure that we're praying for those kids too. They might not be in loving homes like you have your child in. They might be going through a lot. Also, I want to remind you that you are your child's first teacher. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, we will not depart from it." I just want to thank you for allowing me to come up here and share.
Would you thank Wendy? Yeah. That was better than having me tell you what a teacher goes through. I only can tell you what I put teachers through. And I think half of them quit. I don't know how they dealt with me, but thank you, Wendy. Do we have teachers in here? Would you stand up, because we want to pray for you? Teachers, just stand up, no shame, and stretch out a hand to those teachers that are around you. Yeah. So would you stretch out a hand towards the teachers nearest you? Lord, thank you for these teachers who so selflessly give up of themselves to teach our children. We pray that you would bless them with kindness, with patience, with wisdom, with humility. Lord, give them the strength they need to keep on doing what they do, to teach our children. Lord, and help us remember that the parents are their first teachers. So, Lord, we pray for these teachers that they would be compensated for all the resources that they use on their own time and money, and that you would bless them and encourage them every single day. We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, this week is Teachers Appreciation Week. Okay. Can you, not only this week, but continually encourage our teachers? We want to be like, hey, if your teacher needs encouragement, come to New Hope East Hawaii, because they'll get it there. We want to make sure that we do our part in the community to pray for our teachers. Amen? We're going to take communion. I have a gift for the teachers, so if the teachers could stand up. And while James starts up.
Morning. Ushers, you can start passing out the elements. Morning. Every first Sunday we get to do communion, and it's to remember what Jesus did for us, for our sins. And we just were reminded last week with Easter, but it's, we can never do it too much to remember. And right now, if you have anything going through your head or have anything you want to bring to God, take this time just to cleanse out your heart and take a moment of silence and pray. Pray for anything. Just cleanse out your heart. Talk to God. Pray to Him right now. On that Last Supper, Jesus gathered all his disciples, and then he explained to them what was going to happen, and he knew he was going to be betrayed by one of them at the table, and he explained to them how his body was going to be broken with the, and he used the bread as an example, and then how his blood's going to be poured out for our sins, and he used the cup of wine. So let us, then he took the cup of wine, gave thanks for it, he told them, this is the blood that's going to be shed for our sins. Please take, it's the bread first. He took the bread and then he used it, he broke the bread into pieces, and he said, this is my body that's going to be broken into pieces for you. So everybody take the bread first. Then he took the cup of wine, and he said, this is the blood that's going to be shed for you. Everybody take the cup of wine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, one of our great teachers. And thank you for allowing us to do this. And just the example and just remembering what your Son did for us. Thank you for sending him for our sins, even though we don't deserve it, but you still love us, and you did it for us. Father, I pray for the teachers. Please keep them safe. Please continue to give them wisdom to serve and teach our children. And we give you all the thanks and glory. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, James. And thank you so much, Wendy. And thank you to all of our teachers. I can say we thank God for you and the job that you do. Yes. I was listening and thinking back on my teachers. I was a good kid. Ask any one of my teachers, they vouch for that. Pilaw adult, but I'm a good kid. But as I was remembering back, not all the kids was good. Plenty was like Pastor Scott. And I don't know how you can be a teacher today and not have the power of Christ in your life. So I pray that for all of our teachers, that they would get to know Jesus Christ and the power that God has, that he would be with them all the way. Amen? Well, let's stand, and we're going to wrap up this service today singing Be Bold.
Been listening to our guest speaker Wendy Sanchez of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.